Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Okay, we just have to say it. CDOT.
Whoop, whoop.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shane. Michelle Pulin is here from CDOT. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you? It's great
I'm
to
great.
See you.
It's so good to see you.
We have a lot to talk about today.
We do have a lot to talk
about. And that's why we brought Shane Ferguson. He's the North Program Engineer, but finally, last time he earned the title of the dude.
Thank you.
It's official.
It's great to see you.
I've ordered him new business cards.
Did you? That said the dude.
The dude.
And you might be wondering, are we going to talk the gap? No. Although I'm sure we might get some updates on
that
later.
We can chat
about the gap. Yeah, but we are actually talking about the Military Access Safety Improvement Project. That's a mouthful. Now finally called MAMSIP. MAMSIP. Like M-A-M-S-I-P. S-I-P. So this has to do with the big project that, okay, walk us through it, you guys. How this all started. And I believe it was all the area governments got together. Military installations got together.
Correct.
We're getting some head shakes right now. And we said, accessing some of our military installations is not the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah. So a lot of it was a partnership between El Paso County and Colorado Springs, and in conjunction with the military bases, and as well as just really our community in general, and coming together and identifying that we have some safety and mobility needs just for accessing our bases. And so as such, we pursued this grant back in the spring, and it is called the MAMSIP, as you said. It is the Military Access Mobility Safety Improvement Project, and it's a great win for our community.
It's huge.
Yes.
Because I know this has been kind of a, if you live in Fountain, you know. If you go down 115, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're on 94 sometimes, you know.
Correct.
You know.
Right, right.
So the backups can really...
Yeah, we're really excited about this.
Yeah.
It's going to be a couple of years worth of work, but we received a grant from the US DOT of just over $18 million to contribute to this project.
So how do you kind of approach this project? And like you said, this was a joint between the military installations, El Paso County, City of Colorado Springs, the state, bringing everybody together at a table, mm-hmm. literally, right, mm-hmm. right, to discuss this topic. But how do you kind of, when you approach this project, because it's kind of mainly, and correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, it's focusing kind of on Fort Carson access right now. Is it Schriever access?
Yeah, we have four primary locations that we're looking at. I-25, South Academy, State Highway 94, and the access to Fort Carson, which is Charter Oaks Ranch Road.
Okay. And that's a lot.
It is.
So how many miles, can you break it down kind of into miles that we're talking about here?
Yeah. For I-25, we're looking at 8 miles.
Wow. Okay.
State Highway 94, we're looking at improvements along the corridor for about 7.5 miles.
Wow.
South Academy, about 1.5 miles to 2 miles, and Charter Oaks, about a couple of miles as well.
Wow. Okay. And are we talking just like expanding lanes, or is there going to be a whole lot of... Because I'm just reflecting to the I-25 mm-hmm. South Academy interchange there. We know that could get back up from, and I, right. you know, that's what I'm used to referencing. Right. But is it just like, let's widen some, and we're going to get in more details, but is it just like, let's, you know, widening some lanes, or how are some of these projects looking?
So a lot of this is definitely in the safety aspect and the focus. As you know, I-25, we do have some areas where we've had some high fatalities and so some crossovers. And so we're really addressing that with median barrier as well as shoulders. 94 has its issues as well. And each of these locations, we're looking at not only safety improvements, but how can we increase mobility to our facilities and access our bases better?
Well, and I'm sure, and everybody is looking, we do have an increase too in, like, folks say coming to Fort Carson or coming to Peterson. Right. So how do you address, like, in planning, and we're going to talk more about this, but the planning process going, if we do this, is it still going to meet the demand? I mean, I hate to be the one to put it, let's say it's Space Force. It's coming here,
it's
people.
Coming.
Right? We're putting the stamp on that one. But I mean, really, I mean, you have to look at that as well.
Yeah. You know what? I think the way to look at this is definitely this is a step forward.
Okay.
We do have some additional work that we need to take care of just throughout our community, not just at the military bases, but we definitely have quite a bit of need in our community. And so this is a great step forward. It really addresses some of the localized issues we have, and we're excited about seeing this moving forward.
Absolutely. So let's take a break, and we're going to kind of break down this project a little bit more. We're talking with Michelle Pulin, Shane Ferguson from CDOT on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. So excited to be talking with CDOT. Everybody loves when you guys come in. I don't understand why.
I don't understand why either.
Is it the info?
I hope it's the info.
I would think so.
Maybe it's plus, it's the whoop whoops.
We are so entertaining, it's ridiculous.
Agreed.
Joining us is Michelle Pulin and Shane Ferguson, North Program Engineer from CDOT. Good morning, both of you. And today we're talking about Military Access and Safety Improvement Project. Go ahead, just start calling it ma'am.
Ma'am.
Like, hi, ma'am.
Sip. As in, ma'am, sip that coffee. Sip that coffee, man.
I do have a question. Sure. How do you make this web address so people can go get, like, are they literally going to have to type in, like, military access and safety improvement project.com, or how's that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, okay. I just want to. No, that was a valid question, Michelle.
That is a valid question.
Yeah.
And so we are going to have, it's going to be military access and safety. So it is going to be a longer address.
Okay.
But it won't be ma'amsip.org
or com or. I think you guys should just do that anyways. I'm just saying.
Maybe we need to copyright ma'am zip.
I think you should.
Okay, I'll get on that.
Good luck with that. So we are talking about the big project to increase military access and safety. And we're talking like I-25 towards Fort Carson, 94 towards Schriever, and that's what we're talking about today. And let's talk about the funding because, yes, we got the grant. Go us.
Woo-hoo.
$18 million, which is great. Right. Okay, but break it down. Shane, what's the total for the project?
So the total is for construction, we're like looking around $130 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's for all of
pieces.
It.
Okay. Correct.
So where is the $18 million is fantastic, and that is, again, is a federal grant.
That is
from
correct.
U.S.
DOT.
DOT. Mm-hmm. So where is the rest of the funding coming from to help this project?
So PPRTA is contributing funds.
Okay.
CDOT is contributing a large portion of the funding through our surface treatment and our asset management programs.
Okay.
El Paso County is contributing money as well.
Okay.
And so it's really a pot and a conglomeration of funds just to come together to make this project whole.
Now, I asked during the break, and because we had heard about, you know, Michelle, people talk, they talk. And we said, so wasn't this like one of the big things for literally the discussion of Space Force with President Trump being here last week and Space Force and all this? Wasn't this one of the things, like, hopefully to bring Space Force here? Was this part of the discussion, or it really was in the whole picture?
You know, I'd say the timing was perfect.
Yeah.
Right. And so some of this was discussed early on a little bit, but really it was just some of the safety needs that were identified on I-25 as well as 94, and just how we were, as well as El Paso County, working with them and just really identify what are some of the big problem issues we have in this community with accessing some of our military facilities. And so I'd say the Space Force communication, it was a little bit at the beginning, but not really the driver.
As far as the grant and getting right. that done, it wasn't the driver.
Correct.
Okay, so thanks for winning that for us, Shane. No, I'm kidding.
Sorry.
I'm kidding, Shane, of course.
All good.
Now, when we start this, what is the timeline to start the MAM SIP project?
So we are currently in the pre-construction site at this point. We are designing each of these pieces moving forward. We hope to have some construction beginning this summer. A lot of that would be on State Highway 94. We're looking at some passing lanes for the westbound direction, and that would be basically located around the Corral Valley Road.
Okay.
For about a mile and a half section there. We are looking as well, the Charter Oaks work with El Paso County, which is, forgive me, I think it's exit 128 Santa Fe area.
Yes. Or in the fountain area, is that kind
correct.
Of right? Exit
yeah.
128 off the interstate.
Towards Fort Carson. Gate 19.
Gate 19, that is, you know, we all remember when they worked on Gate 19. It was fantastic in Mesa Ridge Parkway, but still, look at all the increase in, you know.
Yeah, there's definitely some needs there, drainage improvements,
right.
Some safety improvements as well. And so that's another component of the project that we hope to get started this summer as well.
Absolutely. And then go ahead.
I'm going to chime in real
Please
quick.
Please do.
You know, Shane mentioned pre-construction. We do have some overnight lane closures that are in effect right now.
For this
pre-construction.
Kind of
it's pre-construction work. We're doing some work with the soils. So This week, starting yesterday, there were southbound I-25 single lane closures between South Academy and Santa Fe,
okay,
which is 127.
Okay.
And then next week, from March 2nd to March 5th, same thing, closures from 8:30 p.m. to 5 a.m., but they'll be on the northbound side.
And
so
again,
from 127 to 135.
And this is mostly overnight.
It's all overnight.
It's all overnight.
Yeah, the 8:30 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Okay. And that is, again, on I-25 this week, southbound, South Academy to Santa Fe.
Yep.
And then next week, northbound one lane closure overnight, Santa Fe to South Academy.
That's correct.
Okay. And now we mentioned, and we're going to again break down kind of each aspect of this project after we get through the news, but we kind of talked about Shane Bridge to like, especially I think at the South Academy and I-25 bridge. Right. Is that a focus as well as part of this project?
That is a part of the project. Okay. The bridges there at South Academy will be replaced. And
completely replaced. Oh my gosh, how do you do that with the line?
It's going to be some challenges.
Okay.
Right. There's going to be some work that's going to require some patience on the driver's part. Absolutely. But we will maintain two lanes of traffic each direction during the construction in that area. So
that whole bridge redone.
Yeah. Both bridges, both northbound and
southbound.
That is correct.
That's incredible. Okay. We're going to have more details on this. We're going to break it all down. But first, we're going to take a news break. That's all coming up on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking with CDOT. Everybody now, woo, woo,
woo, woo.
Michelle, Shane, what was that? I didn't hear a woot.
Wooped.
There was a lot of energy behind that one.
Shane, that was fantastic. Michelle Pulin is here from CDOT. Hello, Michelle. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
And Shane Ferguson, the dude, fondly known as the dude, the North Program Engineer. Hello, Shane.
Hello.
We are talking military access and safety improvement project. Get used to this MAM-SIP.
MAM-SIP.
MAM-SIP. And this is the access projects, improvement safety projects. Mostly it's focusing on the I-25 area, South Academy towards Fort Carson, also 94, Schriever. And we were talking in the break. We kind of talked about the bridge thing. And you scared me, Shane. You scared me. You're building two new bridges.
Yep.
I know you guys are still kind of in the planning stages, but how do you replace two new bridges? How do you replace two bridges? You see what I'm saying? How does that even...
So first off, we got to remember, we will maintain two lanes of traffic each direction during construction.
Okay.
We have to. The volumes on I-25...
Yeah, because what were the numbers that you guys see daily kind of through that corridor at South Academy and I-25?
Yeah, we're around 50,000 cars a day.
Daily.
Yeah, and so that type of volume, we have to maintain that two lanes of traffic each direction.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so one way of doing that is definitely you have to shrink down, possibly looking at narrower lanes and moving some of those lanes onto one of the bridges, maybe possibly looking at building half a bridge at a time in order to accommodate two lanes of traffic each direction. So some of those details still need to be worked out, but that is one of the criteria that we want to be sure that we communicate out to the public. We will maintain two lanes of traffic.
Now, as we know, okay, so in that area, again, bridge work is being done. What else is happening in that part of the project at I-25 and South Academy?
Yeah, so I'll go through I-25 first.
Yeah, I'm writing my notes down. Hold on.
There we go. So part of the project, again, is safety and mobility. And so focusing on I-25, we will be constructing a median barrier through that segment of I-25. We'll be widening out the shoulders to 12-foot lanes. We will be doing pavement reconstruction in that area. Essentially, if you've driven that part of the corridor, it's extremely bumpy and that pavement condition is very poor.
Right.
And so we will be putting concrete through that section of the highway.
Interesting.
And that's a lot of the improvements through I-25. Again, replacement of the bridges at South Academy.
And so for bridges at South Academy, is there any expansion of underneath I-25 on South Academy? Because we sometimes know that can get backed up, even both westbound and eastbound, because there's just so much volume going through that right area.
Yeah, and so that's another component of the project as a whole is South Academy. And so with El Paso County and PPRTA, we are expanding it to three lanes
each direction.
Correct, along South Academy. And that's going to be out towards Bradley, I-25 in that area. So That's part of the project. We're looking at some of the bridges as well as some of the scour on some of the bridges down there that correct some of the scour problems that we have. That's essentially for South Academy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's, and then on I-25 again, besides the bridges, the mm-hmm. the work stretches from South Academy to about Fountain, mm-hmm. the gate yeah, 19 yeah. kind of entrance area. Correct. Is that right?
Yeah, for okay. I-25. And then the third component is Charter Oaks Ranch. Looking at some pedestrian improvements, as well as the pavement is in poor condition in that area as well. Looking at some intersection improvements just at the gate itself, and some drainage improvements along that Charter Oaks Ranch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now let's kind of turn to Highway 94. Okay. As far as that project, what can folks kind of expect and see there?
So the fourth component of this project is State Highway 94. Okay. And we're looking at adding passing lanes going the westbound direction near Corral Valley. That would be about a mile in length.
Okay.
We're also looking at improvements at the intersection at Bradley Road. So if you're familiar with that area, there's a lot of truck traffic that makes a eastbound to northbound movement, a left turn, if you will, up into that waste management area.
Right.
And so that really
slows down
traffic. So we're going to make some modifications there at the intersection to accommodate those left turn movements. And really in that area is currently a passing lane section. And so it doesn't function as a passing lane because of those trucks making that left turn.
Okay.
And so once we correct that left turn movement, that section will actually function as it's intended, as
perfect.
A passing lane. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. So we're going to look at some other improvements there along Curtis and Enoch. We're still kind of working through what those improvements would look like, but we're anticipating some additional modifications there.
Okay. So again, it looks like, and that, I mean, just the passing lane alone,
yeah,
that will really
that's
just,
huge.
That's huge, isn't it?
Right.
Anybody that's driven that knows.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Keep that traffic flowing.
That's right. So we're excited about just how this is going to come together. Again, working with our military partners and El Paso County and the community, just really helping us identify some of those needs. It's been a great partnership.
Now, I know that we've kind of touched on, we're already doing, like Michelle said, there's actually some pre-stuff going on I-25 mm-hmm. this week, South Academy to Santa Fe, overnight. And it sounds like there's also some pre-stuff happening in the Highway 94-ish area for mm-hmm. that project, right? But what mm-hmm. is the general guide, like we kind of touched on, but I know summer, but do we have a definite kind of start time yet?
So we don't have a definite start date yet.
Okay.
But what we are looking at is for State Highway 94 towards the second half of summer being under construction.
That's crazy. Right? Like, yeah, we're yeah. like, it moves quick.
Yeah,
it moves
it's going to move yeah. quick. Charter Oaks Ranch Road, we're hoping to be in that same timeline. There's some details that we're working through currently with that project. So that's one of the components. I-25, we would like to see some work begin this fall.
Really?
Yeah. And so, and you'll see the bulk of the work, obviously, next summer or next spring and summer along I-25.
Now, I'm assuming on the website you guys are updating all the kind of info and, you know, possibly,
yes.
you know, start dates. And what's the best way that so folks can see the info and get the very latest? And are we going to do updates, like text updates, like
yes.
kind of the gap
so it'll
we
be,
do? Or?
It will be very similar.
Okay.
You can go to our main website, which is codot.gov. Click on the projects tab and then find the MAMSIP.
MAMSIP. Everybody, you're going to learn that very quickly. MAMSIP.
And then,
okay.
Yeah, and then you're going to, we'll have one website dedicated to
strictly all
four
for
segments
okay.
of the project.
So each segment
yeah.
is going to have its own website.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
So there'll be one main page
instead
and then
of just,
you can
oh,
select
okay.
Which one you want to learn about. And then we will also have, we have the ability under our overall alerts page, which any of our pages, the CoTrip or codot.gov, click on alerts and you can sign up for the projects that you're interested in.
Perfect.
Whether it's this project,
I-25,
the GAP,
right.
if you want weather updates, it's all there on to sign up for our alerts page. You can sign up for your particular commute. It's pretty impressive what we're able to do with our alerts.
Yeah.
If you're just traveling on a vacation, you can sign up for specific days. It's a pretty powerful tool. So, yes, you can sign up for specific text alerts
okay.
there, as well as then sign up to be on our stakeholder list. So you'll get the newsletters and email updates and all that good stuff.
Yeah, because we know, again, those corridors, it affects a lot. It does, folks.
Right.
So, a lot of residents, a lot of businesses.
Yes. Military. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll strongly encourage everybody to stay up to date with that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as we get closer to the start date, you'll start seeing more and more information. So
perfect.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go get signed up for alerts.
Yes.
Okay. We need to take a break. We'll be back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking all things CDOT today. We've got Michelle Pulin and Shane Ferguson. Hello.
Good morning.
Okay.
Whoop,
whoop, whoop. Okay, again, ma'am, sip. I know Shane is looking at you. This is not your first exposure to our craziness, Shane, now. Come on. So everybody remember, ma'am, sip. You're going to be hearing that a lot. Again, go to the CDOT.gov website. Go to projects and all the information we covered and more is right there.
Yes.
Let's talk some other projects. Let's start with GAP, and then let's touch on some big projects that are coming this summer. So let's start with the GAP. Okay, I have to say this. I say this every time. People, slow down.
Please slow down.
OMG.
Yes.
I mean, the way that right now they're shifting everything and people are, no. Slow down.
Yes. So our partners with Colorado State Patrol
recently
released that there was a 60% increase in crashes within the GAP.
All I'm getting is text messages. Shut down.
Yeah.
Shut down.
And what we found is those crashes, the two main issues that are causing crashes are people following too closely and people going too fast.
Yeah.
During weather events, we have the ability to reduce the speed limit through the GAP.
Yes.
We have variable speed limit signs. On an average day, blue skies, nice day, the speed limit is 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean 75. That means 60 miles an hour. And there are some curves that it reduces down to 50.
Right.
Weather-related days, we're going to reduce that to 45.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's reason for that.
You guys aren't just randomly going, you know, today we feel like it's going to be 45.
45 feels like a good number. No. It is definitely due to safety. We want everybody at the end of the day to get home, whether that's someone working on the project or someone traveling through the project.
Right.
So we need folks to slow down. We need you to give that additional space between you and the vehicle in front of you. Again, according to our partners at Colorado State Patrol, you should leave at least one car length for every 10 miles an hour you're going.
Absolutely. So that's just common sense.
If you're going 60 miles an hour, technically you should be giving 6 car lengths between you and the vehicle in front of you. We
know
that's
not cutting
in
front of somebody because there's space there.
Right.
Right.
So please slow down. Please give that additional space. Please drop the distractions. Definitely don't drive anywhere impaired.
Right.
But these are things we really need to.
Wait, let's raise your hand if you've been stopped down the GAP in a crash.
Oh, absolutely.
Raise your hand.
It
happens.
That's
not fun because you know what? You're sitting there looking in the GAP going, where do I go?
Right.
To the restroom? You can't, right? Shane's like, I can't believe you just said that. But no, when you're sitting there stuck for an hour or longer because it shut down,
right?
That's definitely a concern.
Yeah. You know, I was like, you think those construction guys will know me notice me running over the hill?
Well, but that does bring up a good point.
Yeah.
If you were involved in a crash.
Or stuck in the traffic in the crash,
But if you were involved in a crash in the GAP, there is a mindset out there that people want to leave their cars and get out of their cars. If your car is drivable, get out of the lanes of traffic.
Yeah, please.
Pull off on an exit. Pull off in one of the safe zones, the emergency pull off. Get your vehicle out of there, but do not get out of your car. You're much safer within your car than you are outside of your car.
Right.
So please, if you're involved in a crash,
please
stay in your car.
Right.
And move it out.
Move it out of the way.
Out of the way.
Okay.
We are working very hard to reduce the time of the closure in the GAP.
But sometimes it's not easy.
Right. The other thing we are working very hard with is our emergency responder partners. Emergency responder.
Yeah.
Kind of made that into one word, because they've got to get to the crash. So help out, move over. The move over law is still in effect.
Yeah, no,
the
GAP. It's still a law.
Yeah, it is a law.
Yeah.
Whether you're in the GAP or not.
Right.
So please move over.
Okay. So 60% increase in crashes. That's bad.
That is.
Slow down and don't follow too close.
We're asking for help.
Yeah.
we will do everything we can to make that a safe work zone for people to travel through, but we ask for drivers to take accountability as well and slow down and leave that, space. So be safe. Again, it's all about getting home at the end of the day.
Right. Everybody be safe. Yeah. Okay, let's highlight a couple of, we just have a couple more minutes left, so let's highlight some summer projects that everybody needs to get ready for and be aware of, because we are getting into, not that it's not always the time of year, but we know it gears up in spring and summer.
You betcha.
Yes. So what are some of the projects?
So currently we have going on right now still the project on 24 West, right? That's from 8th Street to Manitou. We're hoping to wrap that up probably late spring.
Okay.
The next phase will begin this summer from Manitou up to Chipeta Park.
That's the second. Oh, so then it starts moving.
Moves on up. Yeah. And so that one's going to be a surface treatment job only. And that is anticipated to be nighttime only. But still, the cone zone will be there.
Okay.
So be safe as you drive through and watch out. We've got a couple of projects out east. We're adding some passing lanes on 24 East near Peyton, just west of Peyton. That's going to begin probably, I'd say, in the May timeframe.
Okay.
We have another project on 94 and Peyton intersection, Peyton Highway intersection out on 94. That's east of Schriever Air Force Base.
Okay.
And that intersection project will begin probably in the May timeframe as well.
Okay.
And then the big one that we're looking at on Powers, we're hoping to begin construction. Research and
Stop now. Yeah. Okay, what's going to happen? When are we talking? You know, everybody just stopped driving and it was like, for real. Are you being serious? Don't tease them, Shane.
No tease here.
No teasing here.
Okay.
We're pretty excited.
Now stop finally. It. Are you telling me?
So hopefully the begin of the project would be late summer.
And
for that interchange, we've secured the funding in place. We're getting some of the details worked out and finished up for the pre-construction site.
Wow.
We'd like to advertise that project for construction early summer, late spring, early summer.
Really?
And have that under construction probably late summer, early fall. That project, we're looking at probably 18 months to 20 months duration.
Project. Okay, yeah. 18, you said, to 20 months.
Construction.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys just heard that. He said it. Shane said it.
But it will be such an improvement. And like we were talking about in the break, we know that that's an inconvenience. We know that construction is hard to deal with. But in the end, it's going to make life better.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That project, like.
It's needed.
Yes. Very much.
We've got some pretty significant congestion in that area. Yeah. So this will alleviate that. So
that's why it's like,
again,
stop it.
We're really sorry.
They're going to be calling me because
they're all excited.
That's awesome. Okay. Again, give the website where they can see all that we've covered a lot. So all the details about the upcoming summer projects, the MAMSIP.
I did it.
Yeah,
I would definitely bookmark both of CDOT's websites.
Okay.
You've got Cotrip, COTRIP.org. Which is our website that gives you travel information. So you can sign up for our alerts there, but you can also know before you go on road conditions and closures due to weather, rock slides, construction. So CoTrip is a fantastic resource. And of course, you can track our snowplows there.
Yeah, we like that.
We still have to have that party.
We have to have that. Yeah, we're going to. Can we do it today? I don't know. We could do it today.
So the other website is codot.gov. And that project, you can see all of our different projects and where they are and get updates that way as well. So two really helpful resources as you plan your travel.
It's going to be a very busy summer.
It will be.
The Dude, you're busy.
We are very busy.
I know. I said the Dude.
I know. I heard.
You guys are awesome. Michelle Pulin, Shane Ferguson, thank you so much. We'll have you back on next month. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, we're going to find out the latest. What's happening at the End Center for the Arts? That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.